News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Keeping Ireland connected with no limits data on AIR Mobile.
Joining us on the line now, though, is Gareth Bridgman, who's the Managing Director of On Post Mails and Parcels. Gareth, can you explain what a request a check-in is?
Morning, Ciarán. Well, I suppose what we're launching today is two services, actually. The first is a request a check-in service for our customers, and the second is newspaper delivery. Well, I suppose you would have seen the last couple of weeks, it was heavily covered in the media and some lovely stories in the papers the weekend, that our postmen and women throughout the country have been calling in and checking on the elderly and vulnerable for the last number of weeks. And really, it has been, it's a fantastic service, and whether it's dropping in just to have a chat or to help them contact a loan to get services that they need. So we've been inundated since we've been doing this service with family and concerned family from both home and abroad to check in on a specific elderly or vulnerable person. So what we've built over the weekend is we've built a portal on our On Post website where customers can go, concerned family can go, and they can simply log in, put in the details of an address that they'd like the postman or woman to check on, and we will feed that through our digital network into the local postman, whether it be in Donegal or whether it be in Mullingar or whatever, and they will call in and they will actually check on the elderly person, vulnerable person. It may be a chat or it may be to connect them in with the local loan services.
It seems like a great idea. I suppose it's probably the type of thing that a lot of postmen and women are kind of doing anyway. That they are great at the moment, I think, for having a quick word through the window or through the door, particularly with the elderly or vulnerable or people on their own, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. I mean, the one thing is, I'm in On Post over 20 years myself, and it never amazes me more than when the work that the postmen and women do up and down the country. They're absolutely fantastic. And they came to us when this crisis started, and they said, we want to do something. We want to check on our customers. We want to check on the vulnerable. And this is something that they're doing. And again, you'll see some fabulous stories over the weekend where it may be a chat, it may be, you know, to go and get them a newspaper, or maybe to close the gate or to drop into Mary next door and ask for some milk. But these are the kind of things that they do every day. And it really is fantastic, especially in these very difficult times.
So just remind us again, if people do want to request a check-in of someone this morning, how do they go about it?
What we'd encourage all our customers with concern for their elderly family members is to log on to onpost.com. And you'll see there's a sheet there for community support, and you can fill in your details, and we will get that to the postman or woman today or tomorrow, and they will definitely check in on the person. We're also launching newspapers as well. We believe that, you know, in these times of isolation, especially when people are cocooning, it's important that people have a local or national newspaper to read. So we've been working with all the newspapers for the last 2 weeks to come up with a facility that will enable them to get their newspaper every day, Monday to Friday. So we've worked on that with the newspapers. And again, you can log on to onpost.com, and there's a link through to all the newspapers, which they'll sign up, they'll pay for their subscription, and we will deliver the newspaper. And it really is fantastic, because this is big in Dublin, where you can get a newspaper delivered. But if you're in some parts of Cavan or Longford, you know, you can't get the Longford Leader, or you can't get the Anglo-Celt. So this is very important. And the people who want to read these newspapers, generally the older people who are stuck at home, it gives them that connection. So these are two things that we're doing and we're launching today.
All right. Well, you're to be commended for both of those services. Gareth Bridgman, Managing Director of On Post Mails and Parcels. Gareth, thanks a million for speaking to us.